It's an Ambridge Extra Omnibus extravaganza this morning on Radio 4 Extra. We're running the whole of the latest series back to back until 6 o'clock. For more information and to listen to the programmes that would normally be in this slot, visit the Radio 4 Extra website.
God, I'm so glad you found me.
Oh, I did say I'd pick you up.
It's been such a long journey.
So, how was Copenhagen?
It's got a very nice airport.
Well, go on. Give the man your suitcase.
Huh?
This is our ride.
You serious? Oh, je sais pas si bon.
After you.
Wow, okay then. This is amazing.
Just you wait.
I think I'm liking St. Petersburg already.
Oh, you ain't seen nothing yet.
And your guy's paying for all this?
This, the hotel, everything.
He must really think you can do a lot for him.
What can I say? He recognises British class. Now, Brenda, just remember you're my PA.
I know.
We're going straight to his office and just act professional.
What? We're not going to the hotel?
No.
But I've only just arrived.
I know, but we need to give the impression this is all just run-of-the-mill.
Run-of-the-mill?
I'll do the talking. All you need to do is stand there and look pretty.
I'm sorry.
I'm sure he'll like you.
Matt!
And don't say too much about Amside. He thinks I've got a whole building full of staff back home.
What the hell's going on?
I told you, we're going to see the plans for the housing development.
No, I know that, but
shh,
what...
Shh.
Matt... What's happened? Why aren't you talking to Lillian?
Never you mind. Doesn't affect this.
Of course it does.
Look, it's personal.
Not when she's still pestering me, it isn't.
Eh?
She hasn't stopped ringing, pleading with me to come back to Amside.
What did you tell her? She doesn't know I'm in Russia, does she?
Yes.
Oh, Brenda!
She was going to find out somehow. And anyway, it's not my job to start lying to her.
All right.
You need to speak to her, Matt. She wants to know what's going on.
Of course she does.
Just give her a call.
Okay.
At least just to reassure her.
I said I would, didn't I? Now, can we concentrate on getting this meeting right? I've got more important things to worry about than Lillian. Vitaly!
Good afternoon. Brenda, yes?
That's right.
Very pleased to meet you.
Brenda's my top bod. She's familiar with all my affairs.
Someone has to keep him under control.
Would you like a drink? Tea?
No.
No.
Better not. In fact...
Good. Then we can begin.
Oh.
Let me just lower the lights.
Do you want me to take notes?
Yeah, of course.
You can see the screen, yeah?
Yeah, it's great.
So, this is our vision for Kensington Gardens.
Kensington Gardens?
Yeah, it's the name of the development.
Oh.
Here you see, of course, St. Petersburg.
What are you doing?
Looking for my notebook.
And here, north of Pushkin, is where we will build. Are you okay?
Yes, yeah, sorry. With you now.
So this land, Vitaly, is it farmland?
Yes.
But you own the freehold?
We have acquired it, yes.
And the general area, what is it, affluent?
There are many expensive homes here. And also the Catherine and Alexander Palace.
What about transport?
Yeah, it's fine, Brenda, just take your notes.
No, but I'm saying you've got two main roads, though.
And the airport's nearby.
So it's well connected.
Yes, it's very convenient.
Right, very good.
Should I carry on?
Please.
So, this is now what we call the High Street. Each property will have a suitable English name. Sangregam, High Grove...
Oh, that's so strange.
Strange? In what way?
It looks just like something you might see in England. It's a lot like Grange Spinney.
Grange Spinney?
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a little larger, but style-wise. Grange Spinney's a development of mine.
This is good, then.
Don't you think, Brenda?
Absolutely.
And what, is it speculative or are you selling off plan?
Off plan? Our clients still like to tailor the design.
That's great. It's always nice to have the money up front.
Yeah, no, it's good.
We want to give them their dream English home.
Oh, great. Look, I'm really sorry, but I haven't been to the loo since I left for the airport.
Of course. Turn right, go past the stairs, then it's left, and then left again.
Okay, thanks. I think I've got that.
No problem.
Left and then left again.
So, my friend, you like what you see?
So far, yeah. Looks very promising.
With your help, we can make it perfect. Just like your Grange Spinney.
Grange Spinney, yeah, sure.
Oh,
sorry.
I didn't mean to. Did I step on your toe?
My toe?
Your foot. I didn't...
No, no. You didn't step on my toes.
Oh, good. Well, sorry anyway.
No problem.
You don't happen to know where the boardroom is. I've got myself a bit lost. I went to the bathroom and
I'll show you. You're heading the right way.
Oh, thanks. I should have left a trail of breadcrumbs.
So, who are you meeting with?
Vitaly Kedrov.
You're meeting with Vitaly?
That's right. Well, my boss is. I'm just his PA.
I see.
Do you work here?
Yes, I work here.
Wow, it's a beautiful old building. Once you know where you're going.
Is this the room you were looking for?
Oh, yes. What an idiot. I must have gone round in a circle.
Not at all. These corridors are very similar.
Well, thank you.
My pleasure.
Brenda Tucker.
Miss Tucker, let me.
Oh, thanks.
There you are. We're starting to wonder where you got to.
Sorry, I had to ask this kind gentleman to show me the way.
Vitaly, давай выйдем на пару слов.
Я сейчас занят с гостями.
Мне надо с тобой поговорить.
Excuse me, I won't be a minute.
No worries.
Ты разве не видишь, что я занят?
Do you know who that was?
Not a clue. Vitaly's taking me to a banya or something.
A banya?
No, I think it's like a sauna.
Ugh. I don't have to come, do I?
No.
Thank God for that.
We're going to carry on talking there.
All right, but a sauna, isn't that a bit...
What?
Well, doesn't seem exactly professional.
It's what they do here, apparently.
Maybe, but...
Look, we're not in one of your movies now. Look around you. This is a serious international businessman. This scheme's not something he's dreamt up on the back of a fag packet.
I can see that.
If he wants to chuck a few rubles my way for dishing out advice, where's the arm?
So you're going to take the job then?
Come on.
Matt?
We'll drop you off at the hotel.
Oh, hang on.
Look, I haven't said anything to him yet, but why wouldn't I? I'm in with the big players now, Brenda. Who knows where it might lead?
Его зовут Мэтт Кроуфорд. Он англичанин, который занимается недвижимостью.
А где ты их нашел?
Папа, они хорошие люди. Я думал, что они могут помочь с Кенсингтон Гарденс.
У нас есть свои люди, Виталий.
Я знаю, но...
Я тебя просил вмешиваться.
Мэтт!
Sorry, I thought...
No, you're right. We should go. Смотри, они уже уходят. Не подставляй меня.
Хорошо. Мы потом поговорим.
Окей.
Okay. Nice to meet you both.
Yeah, you too.
And thanks again.
Everything all right, Vitaly? There's not a problem here, is there?
No. Nothing for you to worry about.
Sure.
Come on. Let's get out of here.
One trip you can have for free. If we were back in England, we'd be wearing towels.
Oh, yes.
We're a lot more prudish there.
Some things the Russians will not change. So you're impressed so far?
Extremely. It's something I could easily imagine building in Britain.
I'm pleased. But we don't need to talk about this now. I have something else to discuss with you, separate from Kensington Gardens.
Oh, yeah?
You mentioned you have some money to invest. What size of investment was it?
Well, it was big enough. I mean, I've never been one to do things by half.
I can tell.
No, I don't see the point.
This is good. Because I'm in negotiation to buy some good land outside the city to build an electronics factory.
And what, you're looking for another investor to spread the risk?
There is no risk. But I'm thinking I can make you part of this deal.
Why would you want to do that?
I think we could work well together. You get the benefit of this deal, I join you in future projects maybe in England.
Ah, right, okay.
I scratch your back and you scratch mine.
Yeah. So, how much are we talking about?
Like I say, it depends on what you have to invest.
It also depends on what I can expect as a return.
Yes, it's true.
So?
I think maybe 50%. Perhaps even 75%. Of course, you will have to wait for your money, but... In the end, it will be...
More than any consultancy fee.
You're quick.
Well, those are very attractive figures.
So, I do this for you, and then, who knows, you must have similar projects in England. You can use my skills over there, too.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
This is how business works.
Absolutely.
It's good. You're sweating.
Yeah, just a bit.
That's why I bring you here, so we can have nothing to hide. What do you think?
Well, it's certainly a generous offer. 75%.
It is possible.
Can you show me the figures?
Whatever you need. I can take you to the site if you like, so you can see for yourself.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We are hoping to sign this week. If your answer is yes, you want to invest, then I will need the money by Thursday.
Thursday? Right. Whew. It is getting hot.
I'm coming. Matt.
Take your time, why don't you?
Sorry, I was sleeping.
Well, now's the time to wake up. Can I come in?
You already have.
I knew I was right. I knew I was onto something.
Why? What's happened?
Vitali's offered me a slice of another deal. A big deal, the biggest I've ever done.
Matt.
Is this the minibar?
Slow down. What are you talking about?
It's a factory complex for an electronics company. If I invest, he reckons I could make at least a 50% return.
And the words too good to be true didn't spring to mind.
Why should they? This guy clearly knows how to make money. And it's not like back in Britain, you can actually get things done here. Nobody putting obstacles in your way.
You're not really considering this, are you?
Oh, you bet I'm considering it.
Look, Matt, I don't know what's gone on between you and Lillian, and I don't need to know.
Good.
But this is happening too fast. The job was one thing, but now you're talking about investing in a guy you just happened to bump into on holiday.
It was a lucky break. I reckon I'm due one.
I mean, apart from anything else, where are you going to get the money from?
Ah, well.
Thought it was all tied up in Amside.
That's not entirely true. I do have money put aside.
Well?
When I got divorced from Yvette, I stashed some money offshore, you know? So the lawyers couldn't get at it. But then I got done by the serious fraud. I haven't been able to touch it since.
So how much is there?
Enough. And that money's just sitting there. I can't do anything with it while I'm in the UK, but if this works out, I could be set for life.
Matt, seriously?
I've already talked to the bank.
Why do you need to do this? You've got Amside. You've got the market development company.
Yeah, well.
I mean, does Lillian know?
About what?
About the money, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she doesn't know about all of it.
So you're really doing this on your own? You're thinking about not coming back. You're going to leave Lillian, aren't you, Matt?
Looks that way, doesn't it?
Good morning, Mr. Crawford. We hope you are enjoying your stay at Savinsky.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Morning.
Brenda, at last, there you are.
I've been waiting an hour, and I hardly left the hotel yesterday.
Okay, look, things are really beginning to move.
Great.
I'm going to pick up the cash now, and I want you as a witness when we make the deposit later. I've never handled so much money before.
No.
It comes in a briefcase, cuffed to my wrist.
Matt!
I know, but it's just how they do things over here.
Are you sure you want to do this?
You've seen Vitali's offices, his operation. It's a gift.
If you say so.
I want you in the lobby at lunchtime, ready to come to the bank.
What time?
I don't know. 12, 1, depends on the traffic.
Okay, so I could get to the Hermitage and back in time.
Brenda, no, I didn't fly you out here for you to go swanning off at the crucial moment.
Actually, you haven't paid me back for my ticket yet.
Oh, yeah, not now.
But I have loads of time.
Will you just do as you're told? This is the whole reason we're here. Wish me luck. Taxi! Oi! Taxi!
Hello there. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, fine.
It's better to book a licensed cab from your hotel. A taxi! This one's okay.
Well, thanks. Reserva Bank, Kazanskaya.
Куда? Что ты сказал? Я не говорю по-английски.
Oh, great. That's all I need.
Он сказал, что хочет ехать в банк, Русербо. Это на Казанской. Знаете, у канала. Это здание с прошающимися дверями при входе.
Да-да-да, садись.
Do you want him to wait for you?
What?
Do you want him to wait for you? It's better than doing this all over again.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
И подождите его там.
Хорошо, подожду.
Here.
Oh, you're a useful lad. Here, talk.
Thank you, but that's not necessary. I'm happy to help.
Okay, well, thanks.
It's a bit busy in here. Do you mind if I join you?
Oh, no, not at all. Let me move this.
Here on business?
Business?
The suit.
Oh, yeah, well, supposed to be. What about you?
Architect. Well, junior architect. I'm helping design a 5-star hotel, so I'm taking a tour of what we've got here in St. Pete's.
Lucky you.
This place is very smart, but the Zeriskovsky downtown, now that's really lovely. Traditional. Old-fashioned. Do you know it?
No, I don't. I haven't been able to see much of the city.
Really?
Well, been out a bit, but I haven't had time to go far. I'm always on call.
No, pretty busy then.
But there's so much I want to see. The Hermitage, the Winter Palace, and the Peterhof Palace.
They're all beautiful buildings. Unique, of course.
You've got great English.
So have you.
Where did you learn?
Oh, my parents nearly killed themselves sending me to school in the south of England to do your A-levels. They thought it would be good for my prospects.
And is it?
So far, so good.
Did you like the UK?
Oh, yes, I had a fantastic time. Made great friends. And, of course, we Russians have so much to thank you Brits for.
Really? Like what?
Oh, you know, Shakespeare, Dickens, One Direction.
Пробки в Петербурге. Трафик. Фух.
Oh, yeah, the traffic, yeah, terrible. Worse than London. Lillian!
Finally, Matt! Are you all right? Were you ever going to call me back?
I've been busy.
Well, where are you anyway? What are you doing?
You'd be surprised.
I'm having a horrible time here. Long hours, weekends. I just can't manage Amside on my own, Matt. There's much too much to do.
But, Brenda came back, surely?
No! No, you were wrong about that. She hasn't.
Really? Oh, I see. Well, yeah, that must be rather difficult for you. How are you managing?
Well, I got a temp in, like you said. It's all very well, but by the time I've explained everything, I may as well have done it myself.
Well, can't you just call Brenda, a sweet talker? Apologise?
Apologise? Well, anyway, that's not even possible, because apparently she's gone on holiday somewhere, just when she's needed. Typical.
Well, thing is, you've got to treat people with respect if you want them to stick around, haven't you?
I think he only got me out here for someone to talk to. It's so boring.
Can't you pop out, even just for an hour or two?
Well...
Look, you said lunchtime, didn't he?
Yeah, but...
Come on, we'll take a tram via the canals, do one room at the Hermitage, and I'll have you back by... What was it? 12? Девушка!
Really? We can make it back by 12?
All you need to know is that I'm cutting myself a deal. A very sweet little property investment.
Oh, come on, Matt.
What, you think I can't act without you? Let me remind you, I'm not in the UK now.
Well, yes, but there's a small matter of cash. What are you using for money?
My offshore funds.
Your offshore funds?
That's it. Yeah.
But some of that money, We always said we would decide how to use that money together.
Thing is, when it came to it, I just couldn't resist. You know what that feels like, don't you? It's a sweet deal with a sweet profit.
But
what?
What about Amside? Our business here at home in Ambridge.
I've told you, you know what you're doing.
What? 600 рублей.
Look, I've got to go. I'm at the bank.
It's rather crowded. We'll have to stand.
What a beautiful day.
You look much more relaxed out of your suit.
Yeah, feels much better.
The Venice of the North.
What?
That's what we call St. Petersburg. We've got our own gondolas, too. Very romantic. Maybe we could take a gondola together sometime.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to...
No problem. Here, hold on to me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Wait a moment. You've got some hair across your cheek. There. That's better.
Savinsky Hotel.
Okay.
Al, what now? What is it?
Gai.
What? Police? Oh, God. What's this about? I've got to get on. I can't...
Сниз, а? Скажи ему, чтобы показал документы. Паспорт.
Oh, yeah. I've got a copy. Here.
Это копия. Не нужен паспорт.
Нет, не это. Паспорт покажи.
Well, there.
Вот. Скажи ему, пусть платит штраф.
It's okay? Everything all right?
Euros. You have euros? Give to him.
Oh, what do you think of that? Think I could get away with feathers in a St. Petersburg club?
Not sure. A bit formal, maybe?
Well, what about this? You look great in it. You've got the height for it.
I don't know about great. You don't think it's just the tiniest bit ridiculous?
Your men are supposed to look really handsome in uniform.
Not for me, I don't think.
Well, no. The ponytail would have to go.
Yes.
And you wouldn't like that, I'm guessing. Oh. What about that? Stunning.
Oh, the diamond.
What must it be like to wear that?
What's your takeaway item?
My what?
If you could take home a single item, what would it be? I'd have the feathered hat to wear when I'm vacuuming. Well?
I suppose it would be the diamond. I've never seen anything like it.
Brenda, are you there?
I don't know why you want her at all.
I told her to be here. I told her.
Why does it matter to you so much?
Well, after the morning I've had.
Man, this is Russia. Stuff is police, it happens. Come on, let's get to my bank and get those cuffs off. Get this money safe.
I'm not around, so please leave a message.
Brenda, your voicemail. I can't believe you aren't here. After my explicit instructions. You've got some explaining to do.
Oh my God, I missed a call from Matt.
But it's not 12 yet.
Brenda, your voicemail. I can't believe you aren't here. After my explicit instructions, you've got to explain it.
Do you have to go now?
Do you know what? No. No, I don't.
Really? Well, that's great. In that case, let's go somewhere fun for lunch.
This place is amazing. The murals.
I thought you'd like it.
It's crazy.
Here.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And I think I'll sit here, beside you. This room is called the kissing room.
Oh, really? And why is that?
Look up. Castro and Brezhnev. On the ceiling?
But they're...
Exactly. Now, what would you like?
Oh, Dmitry, I have no idea.
All right. Well, since this is your first real day in St. Pete's, let's go traditional. Blinis, caviar, and the best iced vodka.
Wonderful.
Do you know how to tell the best quality vodkas?
Tell me.
It's the lighter, almost flavorless vodkas that are the best. We'll have two. The modern one has the merest hint of citrus, as if it's flecked with gold, like that amber stripe in your eye.
And the traditional vodka?
The only thing I can compare that to is something we get a lot of here. Snowflakes. I have a confession to make.
Do you?
I first saw you in the Kedrov's offices last week. I came to the Savinsky today looking for you.
Dmitry.
I couldn't believe my luck when I saw you alone in the coffee shop.
I see. Well, perhaps it was me who was the lucky one.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm glad that's over.
Safe and sound.
Yep.
Oh, here, receipt. You better keep it safe.
Oh, right, yeah, of course.
Whew. Cheer up, Matt. When you return to that beautiful little village of yours, you will be a very rich man.
Ambridge Extra was written by Tim Stimson and Sarah Bradshaw. And the next part is coming right up here on 4 Extra. Things are getting out of control for Matt, and Brenda is in seventh heaven. Now, on Saturday here on 4 Extra, we'll be listening to Les. Ray Peacock will be joined by a host of special guests, including Ken Dodd, Neil Innes, David Nobbs, Gillian Reynolds and Robin Ince, to celebrate the work of Les Dawson, who was a well-loved fixture on our screens with a career that spanned writing, acting, music and game shows. Here's Lee Mack.
I grew up in the 70s and he was always around in the 70s doing various TV shows. I suppose the first time I remember thinking, blimey, this bloke's really funny, was on Blankety Blank when he took over from Terry Wogan. He wouldn't have thought that someone as funny as Les Dawson would have shined as much on that as his own shows, where he gets a chance to write the comedy, and this was just a game show, you know.
Yeah.
But I remember seeing him once, the bit where you had the head-to-head, you know, you can win the toast or whatever, and he goes, so what's the way you went? Sausages. And he walked from the celebrity to the contestant for no reason whatsoever. He stuck his bottom lip out and walked in a way that could only be described as a monster-esque. For no reason, just because he thought, that'll be quite funny, I'll just do a funny walk. Yeah. And it bore no relation at all to what the man had said, or indeed the question.
Robin Ince.
Here is the most inappropriate person to be hosting a good time show, you know, in the same way, you know, Wogan had that lovely kind of, you know, the irony of just the ridiculousness of the shabbiest. Yeah. And suddenly here was someone who, they've given me this show, the agony of having to present this thing with these people, and then mixing it with, you know, the agony of presenting, and then, you know, at times a lewdness, which, you know, again, very close to, you know, whoever it would have been, whether I'm trying to think of probably Amy McDonald or someone like that.
Yeah. How on earth did that happen? And I guess it's a charm thing as well, comes into it.
Well, also, if Bob Monkhouse had done that, you do get a sense that he could have been perhaps a Lothario. You know, the persona that he had, because he's a lot more slick, would be more like a playboy. Whereas the idea of the delusion, again, going back to that idea of the grotesque element.
It's no threat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is what the thing is. And that ties in with Cosmo Smallpiece, which is, it's no threat. It's always been my debate with Cosmo Smallpiece, when people said, oh, it's so sexist, it's this and this and this. And it is, because that's what the joke is, but he's also no threat.
Yes, children, here we are again, yes. The Princess and the Frog. Now, once upon a time, there was a beautiful princess, and she was lying in bed. in between her silken sheets. Ooh. Silk soft, sensuous. Ooh. When suddenly a frog jumped onto her pillow. She screamed and sat up. Ooh, ooh. All of a sudden, the frog spoke and said, if you kiss me, I will change into a handsome prince. So she kissed him, and he changed the most handsome prince in the land, and they lived happily ever after until her father came in the next morning and found them at it. And he wasn't standing for that because frogs don't wear pyjamas. Little bear frog having a go. Come.
He's a man who doesn't get anywhere near the women, in reality, who's obsessed with women, no doubt compounded. I mean, we're overanalyzing, but no doubt compounded by the fact he's had no success with women, compounded by the fact he's never going to get anywhere with women, and has just gone absolutely sexy.
And he's ridiculous. Is ridiculous. Yeah, That's the thing, I see it now when I have someone will go on and on about how awful their wife was, and I think, well, it's your fault. Yeah, why did you get. You're an idiot.
Gillian Reynolds.
I was such a fan of Les Dawson that I was doing some work for the BBC holiday programme.
Okay.
And my youngest son said to me, as I was sitting there with the tears rolling down my cheeks one Saturday night, watching Blankety Blank, he said, you know, you could get Pat, the producer, to enter you as a team on Blankety Blank. So I immediately rang up my friend Pat Holohan. And I said, what do you think? And she said, oh, I'll see if we can do it. So we got on. And I was totally in awe because to see him handling an audience, absolutely astonishing.
Yeah.
And afterwards, I sort of went up to him and said, oh, Mr. Dawson, I'm such a fan. And he said, all right, love.
Ken Dodd.
I did Blankety Blank with Les, and it was a great experience. I think you have to make your mind up when you go on a show like that with a fellow comedian, a great comedian, how are you going to play it? Are you going to try and answer him back? Are you going to try and top him? Are you going to try and be funny? Or are you going to try and be just lie there and let it... Yeah. And I don't know. I think I just let it happen. Yes, he had one or two good cracks and maybe I was able to say one or two funny things, but he was lovely, a lovely host. Yeah, it made you feel good.
It was an interesting thing with Blankety Blank, because when Terry Wogan did Blankety Blank, in terms of how the panellists were set, bottom middle was the comedian. When Les took over, bottom middle was still comedian, but it kind of became redundant.
The position is... I was going to say position is everything, but it's in the BBC. Be like these supermarkets, you know, where they put things near the checkout.
Yeah.
Last-minute thoughts, sweeties and stuff like that. I'd like to be near the till.
Ken Dodd there. Join Ray Peacock and his special guests as he introduces rare Les Dawson routines, interviews and programmes from the BBC archive. Listening to Les is on Saturday morning at 9 and again in the evening at 7 here on Radio 4 Extra.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4 Extra.
It's an Ambridge Extra Omnibus extravaganza this morning on Radio 4 Extra. We're running the whole of the latest series back-to-back until 6 o'clock. For more information and to listen to the programmes that would normally be in this slot, visit the Radio 4 Extra website.
Hello.
You look like a little girl when you're asleep. We got back late last night.
Mm. Oh, what's this?
Scrambled eggs, smoked salmon, brioche.
Now I know I must be dreaming.
Coffee?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Downstairs, all those dust sheets, ladders, that amazing staircase.
Beautiful place, isn't it? It belongs to one of the senior partners at work. He wanted someone in the house while it's being restored, so here I am.
And this, it's enormous. I don't think I've ever slept in a four-poster before. It's like a ballroom.
Actually, he's got one of those downstairs.
You're joking.
Have a look at this.
Don't you think you should put something on? Are we going to open the shutters?
Oh, it doesn't matter. We don't have any neighbours. I give you the River Neva.
Oh, Dmitri. I can't believe it. But it's so beautiful. Look at the view.
You're squinting in the light, Krushka. Come here.
I never knew places like this existed. I've never been anywhere so beautiful.